You want me to trust you, I went on, still laughing. And you think waving some bling and some booty at me is going to get it done? God, that's so cute. I could just put you in my pocket.
Do not deny me what is mine, wizard, she snarled. I will have them. Make a pact with me. I will honor it.
Yeah, I said. I've seen the way you people honor your pacts. Let me make you a counteroffer. Give me Marcone, safe and whole, and get out of town, now, and I'll let you live. Suppose your offer appeals. Why should I believe you would allow us to leave in peace? I gave her a faint smile and quietly paraphrased a dead friend. Because I know what your word is worth, Denarian, and you know the worth of mine. She stared at me for a moment. Then she said, I will consult my companions and return in 5 minutes. I bowed my head slightly to her. She returned the gesture and started up the stairs again. She vanished from sight. Glass broke somewhere upstairs. Then a red and black blur flashed down the stairs toward us simultaneously with a chorus of hellish cries from outside. Treachery doesn't work so well when the other guy expects it, and I'd had the spell ready to go since the second she'd turned her back. Mantis girl didn't get to the bottom of the stairs before I pointed my staff at her and snarled,
Fusari!
A hammer of pure kinetic energy slammed against her. She went flying back the way she'd come, and when she'd reached the top of the stairs, she kept going, crashing through the wall of the house with a tremendous crunch. No time to lose. Something came charging through the doorway to be met by Thomas's sword and pistol. I didn't get a good look at it, but got an impression of spiraling antlers and green scales. I drew in my will, pointed my staff at the front wall of the house, and murmured, Fusare, sending out a slow pulse of motion. I let it press up against the front wall of the house, and then fed more energy into it, hardening it into a single striking surface. Then I drew back and really let loose, roaring,
Fusare!
At the top of my lungs. I unleashed everything I had into a blast of energy, which struck against the plate of force I just created. There was an enormous sound of screaming wood and steel, and the entire front wall of the house blasted free from its frame. Demonic voices howled. I turned to find Thomas taking advantage of the distraction to whip his saber through scything arcs, Rondello style, cutting his opponent to ribbons. The Denarian bounded away, screaming in brassy pain.
Damn it!
Thomas screamed at me.
That's a brand new car! Quit whining and go!
I shouted back, suiting words to action. The front wall of the house had come down like a tidal wave, shattering into a small ocean of rubble, covering the hood of the Hummer. Somewhere beneath the rubble, I could hear the other Denarians trying to get free. We rushed for the Hummer and piled in. Thomas got it started just as Mantis Girl sailed down from overhead and landed on the hood of the Hummer, denting it in sharply.
God damn it!
Thomas snarled. He slapped the Hummer into reverse and started driving backwards, while emptying his gun into Mantis Girl. Bursts of fluttering insect forms flew up from the gunshots instead of sprays of blood, but judging by the screaming, it hurt her plenty. She tumbled back off the hood and vanished. Thomas manhandled the Hummer into a turn, and we left, heading back out into the heavy snowfall. We all rode in silence for several moments, while our heart rate slowed and the terror-fueled adrenaline rush faded. Then Thomas said, I don't think we learned much. Hell, we didn't, I said. Like what? We know that there are more than 5 Denarians in town, and we know that they're signatories of the Accords, who apparently object to Marcone's recent elevation. Thomas grunted acknowledgement. What now? I shook my head wearily. That last spell had been a doozy. Now, I think. I turned my head and studied the unconscious guard. I think I better call the council